From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Carter Wadeel. The new director of the Missouri Department of Corrections is promising a new direction and culture for an agency that's been plagued by allegations of harassment and retaliation. Marshall Griffin has a report on her testimony before a House committee yesterday.
Ann Preseith says she'll have zero tolerance for employees not reporting incidents of harassment or retaliation or not responding to complaints.
The zero tolerance does not necessarily mean everybody gets put on administrative leave or subsequently gets fired, but it means that we're going to take all complaints seriously and we're going to look into them. That, to me, is what really gets to creating a safe environment.
When it comes to promotions, Preseith says there will be more emphasis on mentoring and embracing a healthy work environment instead of someone's tenure with a corrections department. The committee also plans to eventually hear testimony from current and former corrections employees. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Another fight over unions began in the Missouri House less than a week after Right to Work passed. Republican leaders approved a so-called paycheck protection bill yesterday. The measure would keep union dues from being automatically withheld from public employee paychecks without their permission. Opponents of the bill say it's an attack on the working class. Bill sponsor Jared Taylor from Christian County disagrees.
I would say it's the exact opposite of that. It allows them to choose whether or not they want to be part of the union, rather than having to go through multiple people, do multiple things in order to get out of the union, being forced to pay those dues.
The measure also forbids unions from putting dues toward political endorsements unless an employee consents. The bill now goes to the Missouri Senate. The University of Missouri has created a new Institute for Korean Studies. Assistant Professor of History and Institute Co-Director Harrison Kim said the program, called IKS for short, will enhance MU's research profile.
We have a Korean Studies minor on campus that focuses on teaching and the people and the resource. What IKS brings to this picture is the research component, to highlight some of the ongoing research and to support new research.
The organization officially launched yesterday with a talk from Grace Jo, a human rights activist who came to America as a North Korean refugee. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens' pick for health department director has been embroiled in controversy over well water safety in his home state. Greitens announced Thursday he's tapped North Carolina's former public health director, Dr. Randall Williams, for the job in Missouri. Veteran North Carolina toxicologist Ken Rudo has accused Williams of acting unethically by saying well water near Duke Energy's coal ash pits was safe. State scientists in 2015 warned against drinking the water, saying it contained a cancer-causing chemical. Williams last year reversed that decision, adopting Duke Energy's view that the warning was too cautious about chemical levels. Greitens' spokesperson says the governor was aware of the allegations against Williams, but still supports him. Carter Wadeel, KBIA News, Columbia.